Hi there, I'm Chris Pearson, and thank you for choosing this edition of the Manx Radio Newscast. On Thursday evening, June 5th, the Royal Air Force Red Arrows will be returning to the skies over Douglas Bay for their annual Isle of Man TT display, getting underway at 7:30 p.m. The nine Royal Air Force Hawk T1 jets recently took part in the VE Day flypast over London, but they say that coming back for TT is always special. The team's commentator and show supervisor, Red 10, Squadron Leader Graham Muskie Muscat, will be joining me for an exclusive broadcast live from the Villa Marina Gardens, which you'll be able to hear on Manx Radio AM, FM and DAB from 7:25 tonight. We recommend not listening on the online service as there can be a bit of latency and delay, so FM, DAB or AM are your friends. But beforehand, I caught up with Muskie to find out exactly what it takes to bring the Red Arrows to the TT.
It's great. You know, we're extremely proud to represent the UK, Great Britain, Northern Ireland and all its territories, etc. But as well as we're also extremely proud to represent the Royal Air Force as well. And to be able to do it, not only, you know, obviously we do air shows all the time, but it's a different crowd at the TT. It's not necessarily an aviation crowd, but we always get a great reception and therefore, you know, we're always happy and extremely pleased and honoured to perform at the Isle of Man TT.
So far this year, TT itself has been a bit of a mixed bag weather-wise. Low cloud or certainly cloudy conditions don't necessarily mean that there won't be a display though.
No, not at all, no. So wind is not really a problem as such, as long as it doesn't really blow over 40 knots. But yeah, cloud can be a bit of an issue. So we have three types of show. We've got a flat show, a rolling show and a full show. That can be dictated either by the weather or the airspace. Thankfully, Isle of Man gave us free airspace, so that's not a player. So it's mainly the cloud. We generally need about 5,500 to 6,000 feet cloud base for a full show. That's just where the looping manoeuvres. A rolling show, which is just where Red One will roll the formation. Then we need about 2,500 to 3,000 feet. But if it's down at 1,000 feet, 1,500 feet, we can do a flat show. That's just a series of reversals. But you still get all the big wing shapes. You still get the second half, just not the looping and rolling manoeuvres. The biggest thing, obviously, is the terrain behind the display area. We have to take that into consideration as well, because that's the how the synchro pair get themselves into position as in the second half of the show. That when Red One and Enid on stage, then they come in. So we have to take that into consideration as well. But, you know, 1,500 feet cloud, that's not a problem. If it's raining, it's not a problem. It's just mainly the cloud.
So as long as it's 1,500 feet or above, we're on for a show on Thursday.
So we have to be aware of our operating location as well. So obviously we're operating from RAF Valley, so we have to make sure that we can get back into RAF Valley. So we have to take that in consideration as well. So that as long as the weather's good at Isle of Man and at Valley, then we should have a show.
Fingers crossed on that. People often ask, do the Reds actually land here at Ronalds, where you just said that you're operating out of Valley? What's the reason for that?
It's actually to do with the length of the runway. Runway is actually quite a short runway for a Hawk T1 anyway. The Hawk T1 hasn't got the greatest brakes in the world, and it's fine on a nice dry day, but if it was to rain and the runway gets wet, as you can imagine, that decreases the friction on the surface. And it would mean that actually we'd probably not have enough runway length to land on. So the nearest one is actually RAF Valley. In addition to that, we've obviously got a lot of RAF engineering support as well. Should we have a technical problem with the aircraft, then Valley has got a plethora of very experienced engineers, both military and civilian, that can help us get the aircraft in tip-top condition, ready for the display.
Logistically, because it's not just the team, of course, you've got the 9 aircraft and 10 if you count the one that you come in on as well, flying across. It's a big logistical thing to bring a display to the Isle of Man, presumably.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's actually part of a whole week. You know, we're actually going down to Cardiff to do an event, and then we're travelling up to Valley, and then we go from Valley on Friday morning all the way up to Lossiemouth to do their family's day, and then from Lossiemouth all the way back down to Liverpool to do the RAF Cosford display on Sunday. So, and you're right, to be able to do that, we have to have a huge logistical support. So we have a support team that are going to be driving all the way to RAF Valley on Thursday. They will meet us with all the engineering support, the dye rig to be able to put all the smoke back into the aeroplane and get us all ready. And then they will meet us at Liverpool to be able to pick us up when we come back from Lossiemouth. And, you know, it's the engineers, it's the logisticians, the MT drivers, the administrators, the suppliers. It's a huge machine. It's like, I describe it as a clock. where every single cog has to work in unison, and one of those cogs falls out, the machine just doesn't work. So it is a huge team effort, and that's why we're called the aerobatic team, because, you know, it is a team effort. It's not just about those 9 aircraft in the sky.
The Blues are your engineering support team, and everyone else, yes. The circus, as you call it, the wider family.
Yeah, the Blues are, you know, the Blues is the generic name for everybody who's a support personnel. That's the public relations, administrative support, you know, the engineering. But then within that engineering group, you know, in that support group, there are 11 engineers that are very luckily and very fortunate that they can fly in the back of our aircraft in between the displays when we cannot take the full engineering complement. So, for instance, when we go from Valley up to Lossiemouth, those 11 or 10 individuals on this push will jump in the back of our aeroplane and fly with us to Lossiemouth. They'll do all the engineering refueling in between the display. Then they'll come back to Liverpool, where the wider Blues and circus will work at Liverpool to get us ready for Cosford. So those 11 individuals that get to fly in the back of the aircraft are known as the circus, and they belong to the wider group of the entire support personnel called the Blues.
Your role as Red 10 involves, obviously, the commentary for the show, and you're going to be joining us on Manx Radio again this year, but it's much more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, that is definitely the public-facing part of my role, but, you know, my role starts way back, you know, as soon as we finish the season, we get a couple of weeks leave, and then we start straight away in kind of October, November. I'm the team supervisor, so what I have to do is I go out and I stand on Waddington Airfield and I watch the displays. They build it up and I give them feedback and live feedback, and I watch for any mistakes and making sure that everybody's safe. So that's generally my role, and that's my role. That is primarily my role when I'm at a display, even through the summer. I'm there as a safety supervisor. The commentary comes as a second. So if anything was to happen, the commentary stops and I have to deal with clearly what's going on. But in addition to that, I do a lot of the liaison. I help with the Royal Air Force Air Events team, and we come up with the schedule for the year, and I pick where we're going to operate from, how we're going to operate, where the DI team are going to be, where the engineers are going to be, all that logistical thing. I work with our engineering officers and try and make sure we get all that. As well as liaison. So I'm the first point of contact for all the event organisers, all the flying display directors to contact me, send all the documents, exchange information, and basically put the schedule together for the entire year. So, yeah, it's not just the commentary. I'm just as busy as the whole team 12 months of the year.
You're going to be joining us, as I mentioned, for the commentary, as well as all the other things you just mentioned there, atop the Villa Marina Gardens on Thursday. So I've got to ask you the question, how do you get here?
I'm very fortunate. Central Flying School Helicopters, based at RAF Shawbury, supply a helicopter. So when generally in the UK, I fly around in a Juno helicopter, which is a little small four-seater twin-engined helicopter. But unfortunately, that doesn't have overwater clearance. So I'm very fortunate that 202 Squadron, based at RAF Valley, they fly the Jupiter, which is the larger version. It's a six-seat aircraft, which has overwater capability. There, I'm very fortunate that they jump in, and I will fly to RAF Valley with my photographer, AS1 Ewan Lewis, and we will jump in the back of the Jupiter, and he will fly us into Bronze Way, or I think he flies us to the golf course, and then we get picked up and brought to the display site.
Jupiter, a familiar sight in the skies around the Isle of Man, because they do lots of work with the Coast Guard and the RNLI sort of practicing and everything else. So looking forward to it. Should be a fabulous display. What was it like, I've got to ask you as well, the team taking a huge part in the VE Day celebrations recently? What was that like?
It's great. Whenever we fly over our nation's capital, it's an extremely proud moment, whether that be for the King's Birthday Flypast, VE Day, you know, the previous occasions such as the Queen's Platinum Jubilee and the King's Coronation. Whenever you fly over your nation's capital as part of that great flypast, it's a wonderful experience. Obviously, we had to come back from our Spring Hawk training exercise in Greece, so it was quite a momentous task to come all the way back from Greece, do the flypast, and then go all the way back to Greece. But it's one of those events that, as a team, we would never miss, because we want to be part of it and celebrate these, you know, fantastic occasions and pay our tribute to all those that took part in those times.
Musky, fabulous to talk to you. We'll catch up with you again on Thursday. Live commentary on Manx Radio AM, FM and DAB from 7.25. Display 7.30 this Thursday. Will you get a chance, last question, will you get a chance to actually see any of the TT yourself?
Probably not, no. I don't. I get there, what, 7.30? I get there about 6 o'clock on the Thursday, so I probably won't get to see anything. And then I shoot off pretty much straight afterwards, unfortunately. So, but one year I'll come over and I'll definitely watch it from the side.
Definitely worth doing. We'll look forward to seeing you, and look forward to seeing you on Thursday evening. Musky, thanks for taking
thanks,
time
Chris.
To talk to us. Cheers now.
Cheers, then.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.